You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is BFM. It's 5 minutes past 9 o'clock. Rhea Hall's in the studio with us. Hi, Rhea. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Nice to meet you. Thanks very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Today is the day that you're releasing your album, Rules of Engagement.
Hallelujah.
How long has it taken you to make this album? Tell us a wee bit about yourself.
It's taken from the point of conversation in Wellington in 2012 to today. So that's what, 5 years if I'm doing
five
my maths right?
Golden years.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
So up to 2012, what were you doing? What was your musical background?
So I released my self-titled EP in 2011, produced by Ricky Gooch from Trinity Roots and Edu Dangerspiel. Notoriety or fame, depending on how you feel.
Gooch, there it is. That's what I'll say. Yep.
And so I've kind of just been riding a bit of a collaborative musical wave since then. That's what, how many years? My maths is not good today. 6 years?
Lots. It's a long time to be a musician in New Zealand.
And
interesting times to be a musician, and interesting times making the sort of music you're making with the message that you're trying to get across
Tell us
about what sort of inspired this album, and I guess over that time that would change too, wouldn't it?
My conviction towards the messages in the album has not swayed. I've always stayed very resolute.
Keeping it real.
You must. So my whole philosophy behind Rules of Engagement is to first and foremost bring to the fore our own history in New Zealand. For this one, it's the New Zealand land wars. And I think it's really important for us moving forward to understand our own backyard before we try and understand what's going on overseas, i.e. all the wars that happened overseas, even though we've obviously been involved heavily in the overseas wars as part of the empire. But I really do feel that we need to understand ourselves. If we don't get ourselves, then what's the point? You know what I mean?
Before colonisation, just in the Maori Wars, something like, I think it was something like 75% of the population were killed of the Maori that were in New Zealand at the time.
Extremely ruthless.
So that's just insane. And then just when you get over that, and then come the stinky old whiteys, and it's all on again, you know. So it was not that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, compared to other countries in the world, it was yesterday.
Absolutely,
you know?
So
how do you incorporate that into an album? Top selling album.
I think you do it very cleverly, Mike. I've managed to pull in some cool people to get involved in this project. Electric Wire Hustle out of Wellington, Maratika in particular, who features on the album as a vocalist, Shefu, Kings, Lawton Quarter.
That's a pretty heavy name dropping rule.
I know, so far. I'm not meaning to. It's just the reality.
No, but that's to get those sort of people involved.
I know,
they're passionate people, and so they must love what you do. You know, which is cool. Yeah. Flattering, isn't it? Surely.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Tiki is the one that kind of brought everything together. So Tiki is hugely
instrumental. Tiki always brings everything together. Eh?
I know. Well, he's that kind of a dude. He's such a positive force. Yeah. So
It wouldn't surprise me if a couple of elections from now. You know,
yeah,
it's a landslide for Tiki's team. You know,
well, he's definitely got very strongly convicted by the environment and just
as we all should
well,
be.
Well, absolutely, and just doing the right thing, really.
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah,
be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind.
I reckon too.
Know? Watch yourself. Watch out for others. You know.
Yeah, agreed.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be an egg.
Don't be an egg. Egg. Hey. Egg within an egg. All right, when you're writing your songs, when you do have a message, we haven't really explained this. Do you explain what's on the back of these tangible CD covers?
Yes, and you know what? So many people are like, "What, people are still printing CDs, like making CDs?" I'm like, "Yes, oh my gosh, it's nice to have something tangible, and it's a part of the art."
I kind of like to see that on a stencil, just sprayed all over the show.
That's Hinare Taratoa.
With the words as well.
Yes. Well, you can actually purchase art from my art exhibition, Mike. That's another conversation.
Nice.
But that's Hinare Taratoa, and he wrote the Rules of Engagement, which my album is obviously called.
So he wrote the Rules of Engagement for
the Battle of Gate Pa.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. April of 1864, he wrote them in March of 1864, sent them to Sir George Grey, our first governor of New Zealand, who completely ignored the rules. He also sent them to Colonel Greer, who was instrumental in the British forces, ignored the rules again.
So can I show you read them out?
Sure, do your thing.
I don't know what his accent would sound like. So, but to the rules of engagement. So this is written in 1864.
Yep.
Okay. To the colonel, friend, salutations to you. The end of that, friend, do you heed our laws? Bracket regulating the fight. Rule one, if wounded or captured, hole and the butt of musket or hilt of the sword be turned to me, he will be saved. Rule two, if any Pākehā being a soldier by name shall be travelling unarmed and meet me, he'll be captured and handed over to the direction of the law. Rule three, the soldier who flees being carried away by his fears and goes to the house of the priest with his gun, even though carrying arms, will be saved. I will not go there. Rule four, the unarmed Pākehā's women and children will be spared. The end. These are binding laws for Tauranga.
Yeah.
So he went in there with a, I mean, that's a what we call a gentleman back in the day in combat, and totally ignored.
Totally ignored. I don't think that they expected that kind of that style of thought from someone.
A savage,
exactly. Yeah, for want of a better word, a savage. But he was a clergyman, a lay preacher, so he studied at theological
college.
Obviously
a very considered
college.
Man. You know?
Extremely considered, yeah. And so was the battle.
So of all the things that have happened in this country, of all the things that have happened in the world, what is it particularly about that moves you to put it on your album to write songs about it to use it as you know, as something that indicates who you are? What did it do to you when you first sort of discovered that or read that?
I found it extremely compassionate and empathetic, really. You know, given the scope of the time, the nature of war is not pretty. It's not designed to be pretty. It's shitter. So I actually really appreciated that. He and, you know, the people, or my people, were thinking of those rules at that point in time. And offered that.
There's a generalisation, isn't there, that the Māori were a warlike race, you know?
Yes, well, we are.
Yeah, I guess, but across the board, you know?
Yeah.
Just fierce warriors.
Unsophisticated.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was. Yeah. We were unsophisticated, but we're not.
So that's a really cool thing to put on the album there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in. When can people see you play the music live? The album's out now, by the way.
Yes. Today, out now, everywhere. I'm playing at the Tauranga Arts Festival tomorrow in Tauranga. And then I play up here in Auckland at Lot 23 next Saturday, November the 4th.
Awesome. And when you say you're playing, who do you play with? Who comes
with
you?
I'm playing with Wellington Outfit Extraordinaires, the Nudge, three-piece beasts.
Excellent. Hey, well, thank you so much for coming in. Lovely to meet you. And
lovely
congratulations
to meet you
for the album.
Thank you.
I think it's really cool. I think your album's really cool.
Thank you.
And I'm going to play a track with old Mr. Another name drop. Here he is. Old Mr. Good Times himself. What are you doing there on three? There we go. Shay Fu guests on this one.
Yes, he does.
Love Shay.
So do I.
Rhea Hall, ladies and gentlemen, Rhea Hall.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.